Welcome to this intermediate Ableton Live 12 lesson on humanizing jungle atmosphere for pirate radio energy. If you want your drum and bass to feel like it came off a sweaty cassette in the back of a cramped room in 1996, this is the move. We're not just adding background noise, we're building a living atmosphere that reacts around the drums, supports the bass, and gives the whole tune a sense of space, grime, and motion. In jungle and other fast D&B styles, atmosphere is a big part of the identity. It can carry the intro, heighten the breakdown, build tension before the drop, and fill the gaps between drum hits without washing out the low end. The trick is balance. You want chaos in the texture, but control in the mix. So in this lesson, we're going to build a layered atmosphere in Ableton Live 12 using a noisy source, a break texture, a tonal haze layer, and then a resampled mist layer with subtle movement. By the end, it should feel imperfect, alive, and deeply tied to the groove. First, set up your session at the real tempo of the track, ideally somewhere around 170 to 174 BPM. If you're building a jungle tune, work in context. Don't design the atmosphere alone in a blank project and hope it fits later. Put your drums and sub running in a simple loop first, then shape the atmosphere around them. Create an audio track called Atmos Bus. This is going to be your main control center for the atmosphere layers. If you want, also create a return track for shared space, especially if you like sending small bits of texture through one common reverb or damage control effect chain. On the Atmos Bus, load a basic chain with EQ8, auto filter, saturator, a motion effect like Cars Ensemble or Phaser Flanger, reverb, and utility at the end. Utility is important because it lets you quickly mono check and trim the overall level. In drum and bass, that check is non-negotiable. Now let's build the first layer, the noisy source. This should feel like pirate radio, not generic white noise. Drag in something imperfect. A field recording works. Vinyl crackle works. Room tone works. Tape hiss works. Even a quiet section of an old break sample can be useful. If you don't have a recording, you can synthesize one using Operator or Wavetable with noise-like content and filter it hard. The key is restriction. Pirate radio character often comes from bandwidth limitation. So put auto filter first and shape it into a bandpass or low-pass sound. A cutoff somewhere around 500 Hz to 4 kHz is a good starting zone depending on the source. Then add just a touch of resonance so it has a little identity, not just mush. After that, use saturator to give it density. Keep the drive modest, maybe 2 to 6 dB, and turn soft clip on if needed. The goal is to make the source feel more physical and more worn in, not obviously distorted. In jungle, this kind of mid-range grime helps the track feel alive without touching the sub. Next, let's create the break texture layer. Take a classic break sample or a sliced break loop and turn it into atmosphere instead of another drum part. This is a really good trick because it gives you the memory of the break, not a second break competing with the main one. Load the sample into simpler. Classic mode is fine here. If you need to warp it, keep the artifacts musical. Then isolate the noisier tail of the break, the hats, the room, the ghosted tail, that dusty space between the hits. High pass it somewhere around 150 to 300 Hz, so you're not fighting the kick and bass. Then low pass it around 7 to 11 kHz so it doesn't stab through the hats or snare crack too hard. If you're slicing the break, don't make everything perfectly rigid. Let some ghost hits land a few milliseconds early or late. Vary velocities a bit. Maybe 60 to 110 is enough range. The small amount of looseness is what keeps the texture human. If you quantize everything perfectly, it starts feeling like a loop. If you let it breathe a little, it feels like a moment in a room. Now for the tonal haze layer. This is where you give the atmosphere a sense of harmony without turning it into a big ambient pad. We want color, not a chord wash. Use something simple like a sine-based operator patch, a soft wavetable source, or a stretched chord stab that's been heavily filtered. Hold a long note or two-note interval in a dark key area. Root and minor third is a classic dark jungle flavor. Root and fifth can give a little weight. Root and minor second gives tension if you want something more uneasy. Then low pass it so it sits in the background. You can add some slow movement to the cutoff if it needs life, but keep it subtle. A reverb here can be really useful, but don't drown it. You want enough space to make it feel distant. You also want to keep the attack soft and the tone blurred. A little chorus ensemble can widen it, but again, stay restrained. The job of this layer is to imply harmony, not announce it. Once that tonal layer feels good, print it. Freeze or resample it, then try reversing one version and fading it into another. That's a really useful jungle move, because it gives you that old tape memory feeling, like the atmosphere is being dragged backward and forward through time. Now let's make the atmosphere breathe. This is where humanization happens. Use modulation carefully. One slow filter movement, one subtle stereo move, and maybe one automated level dip is often enough. You do not need everything moving at once. Try a very slow LFO on filter cutoff. Keep it gentle. We're talking about small shifts, not dramatic sweeps. You can also automate reverb amount at the end of phrases so the space blooms a little before dropping back. If you want a more pirate radio flavor, automate short bursts of band pass filtering every 4 or 8 bars. That can feel like the signal is being nudged by a DJ hand or a slightly unreliable transmitter. If you want the texture to feel more alive, think in terms of foreground, midground, and background. One layer should feel close and gritty. One should fill the body of the mix. One should sit way back as space. If all three layers are equally loud and bright, the result turns into fog instead of a scene. Now for one of the best intermediate workflow moves in Ableton Live 12, resample the atmosphere. Route the Atmos bus to a new audio track, arm it, and record 8 to 16 bars of the evolving texture. Don't just leave it as a static loop. Capture the performance. That includes the little irregularities, the filter motion, the level dips, the accidental movement. Those imperfections are what make it feel printed and real. Once it's recorded, trim the best sections into clips. Reverse one. Warp if necessary. Consolidate a couple of interesting moments. You can even drop one of these clips into Sampler or a drum rack pad and trigger it like an instrument. That's a great way to add a hiss swell before a snare fill or a reversed cloud before the drop. This kind of resampled texture works, especially well in pirate radio jungle because it feels like a real broadcast artifact, not a polished synth preset. Now let's tighten the mix around the drums and sub. Use EQ8 on the atmosphere bus and carve out the space. High pass everything that isn't a deliberate low element. In most cases, that means somewhere between 120 and 250 Hz. If the atmosphere is clouding the snare, cut a bit around 250 to 500 Hz. If the noise starts biting too hard, tame the 2.5 to 5 kHz area. You can also gently dip the very top end if it's too shiny. If the snare is getting masked, sidechain the atmosphere bus from the drum bus or snare. Keep it subtle. Fast attack, release somewhere around 50 to 150 milliseconds, and only a few dB of gain reduction. You want the atmosphere to duck out of the way, not vanish. Another good trick is to let the groove dictate the texture density. When the drums are busy, thin the atmosphere out. When there are gaps, let it bloom. In DNB, the ear locks onto transients fast, so if your atmosphere is too constant, it starts feeling flat. The best one behaves almost like it's reacting to the break. Now think about arrangement. In a 32-bar intro, you might start with filtered room tone and distant break dust, then bring in the tonal haze. Later, open the filter a little and add reverse swells. Near the end, tighten the band pass again and build tension before the drop. In the drop, you can actually remove some of the atmosphere for impact. Cutting the tonal haze right on bar 1 makes the drums feel bigger. Then bring back a thinner version in bar 5 or at the end of a 4-bar phrase. That contrast is powerful. In fast music, removing texture for a moment can hit harder than adding more of it. If you want the atmosphere to feel even more convincing, use contrast as a weapon. Let it go almost silent for 1 bar before the drop, then slam it back in after the first kick and snare hit. That's the kind of move that makes a room feel like it's inhaling. Finish with a polished atmosphere bus chain. EQ for cleanup, saturator for density, maybe a little motion effect for width and movement, reverb for space, and utility to keep things under control. Keep the reverb tasteful. Short pre-delay, moderate decay, and a dry wet amount that stays out of the way. If the layers feel disconnected, a tiny bit of glue compressor can help them sit together. Just a dB or two of reduction is often enough. And remember, if the atmosphere starts fighting the drums, don't just turn it down. Try narrowing the bandwidth. Try moving the stereo image. Try automating it so it appears in gaps instead of constantly occupying the same space. The best jungle atmospheres feel intentional. Here's the core idea to keep in mind as you work. Humanize jungle atmosphere is controlled imperfection. Build it from ugly source material on purpose. Use filtering, saturation, resampling, and subtle modulation to make it breathe. Keep the low end clean. Give the atmosphere a narrative arc. Let it support the track like a living environment, not like a loop pasted on top. If it feels like a pirate radio memory riding over a proper DNB system, you're on the right track. For your practice, try building a 24-bar sequence with 3 states. Make one raw broadcast bed, one tension lift version that's brighter and a little wider, and one stripped down drop support version that leaves room for the kick, snare, and sob. Use at least two different sources. Resample one layer, automate bandwidth at least once, and make the atmosphere evolve every 8 bars. Then check it in mono and at low volume. If you can still hear the motion, the attitude, and the grime when the volume comes down, that's a good sign. That means the atmosphere is doing its job. Alright, let's get into the session and start building that sweaty, unstable, pirate radio jungle world.